Brook Forest Voices presents the unabridged recording of A Voice from the Grave by Yvonne Mason, performed by Diana Andrade. Forward. During the Civil War, there were many prisoner of war camps in the North and South. The one in Andersonville, Georgia, has been considered by most historians as the worst of the war. Sherman had begun his march to the sea. The rail lines which ran north and south had been completely cut off from the South by the Northern armies. Food, clothing, and medical supplies were in short supply, and in most instances, non-existent. The farms in the South had been destroyed and the livestock killed off by the Northern armies. The South was falling into ruin. The generals for the Southern Army needed a place to move the Northern prisoners, which were being captured during the battles in Virginia and Andersonville, seemed like the most likely place. The town of Anderson Station was located at the end of the Southwestern Railroad line and far away from the battles that were raging in Virginia. Other sites had been looked at, but were deemed unsuitable. The construction of the camp began in January of 1864, using timber from the land. The camp was far from finished, as no barracks or sanitary facilities had been constructed when the first trainloads of prisoners began arriving on a cold, wet day in February 1864. This was the beginning of the end of the camp.